God will sometimes break you before the blessing, because if he doesn't, you might break in the middle of it and destroy the very thing he gave you.
It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now, you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
Let me hit you with this truth right up front, because it's one that shook me to my core. Let God break you now, in this season, before it's too late. If he waits and lets that breaking happen later, when you're in the thick of your promised land, surrounded by family, purpose, and all you've been praying for, it could shatter everything. The damage, it wouldn't just hurt you, it'd ripple out, wounding the people you love most. Trust me, I've lived it and it hurts. I've even been the recipient of pain from others who've refused to allow God to break them. So when it's your time, ignoring it could cost you everything. For so many of us, we're stuck in seasons of isolation, lonely, grinding times filled with relentless testing and the slow, painful shedding of our old selves. We beg God to end it day after day, but it drags on, frustrating to no end. Why? Because he's doing a deep work. He's stripping away the baggage that could wreck our next chapter. Hi, I'm Josh Bryant, and welcome to Faith Writer. I get how hard this is to swallow. I fought it myself. My own breaking season has stretched over 10 years, intensifying in the last few. But looking back, I see his mercy in the timing. And let me paint a picture with something that happened to me just weeks ago, and I'll make this hit home. Over the past couple of months, I hear this weird knocking noise from my outdoor AC unit every time the fan kicked on. It was a new noise, but the house stayed cool, so I shrugged it off. Then on the morning of July 26th, a Saturday no less, I'm in my sunroom journaling, soaking in that quiet daily time with God, and my neighbor Bill calls and says, "Josh, your AC's making crazy noise and I smell smoke." I couldn't hear it inside, but I bolted out. The whole unit was shaking violently, like an earthquake, rattling uncontrollably. Panicking a bit, I rushed in and shut it off. I popped off the top grill and found the fan blade had completely sheared from its hub. The torque had worn it down until the fan separated completely. The blade was just loosely spinning on the shaft, useless at pulling any heat from the compressor, and thank God I was home. Without shutting it off, it could have torn the entire unit apart. Because it was a Saturday, AC shops were closed, so I had called my buddy Wayne, an AC repair guy who was out of town. But miraculously, he walked me through it over the phone. I measured the blade, and he had an exact spare from an old job sitting in his carport. I drove to his house, grabbed it free of charge, and it fit perfectly. But removing the old rusted hub, that was a beast. Rust had fused the hub to the shaft, and God provided again. A neighbor, John, down the street, a lifelong hydraulics expert with a shop full of better tools than I had. He helped grind it off and buff the rusty shaft clean. By day's end, the AC was humming like new. No more noise, cooling the house perfectly. And here's where it gets profound and where God whispered a lesson to my heart. That air conditioner breakdown hit on July 26th. Just 4 days later, on July 30th, I was heading out of town for 10, potentially 11 vacation days, 5 at the beach with my son and his wife, Claudia, and their kids, and then 5 to 6 more days in Georgia visiting my sister and daughter, Annalise, while she's in college. If that fan had failed just days later, while I was gone, the unit would have destroyed itself. We're talking a total replacement, thousands of dollars, massive headache, but God timed the break perfectly. Before my hour of rest on vacation and family fun, not during it. He even turned it into a blessing. I got the part for free because shops were closed, forcing me to lean on friends. And that wasn't all. The day before vacation, I mowed the yard to keep it from turning into a jungle while I was away. My grass grows like crazy in the summer. Halfway through, snap, the deck belt on my riding mower breaks. There was nothing I could do. I grab the weed eater to tidy up the half-mowed mess, but it busted too. So strange. In 1 week, my AC, mower, and weed eater all down. Frustrated, I texted neighbors apologizing for the inevitable overgrown yard and left anyway, determined to enjoy my time with family. Now, while on vacation, I ordered a new mower belt to arrive when I got home. And in Georgia, I scored a like new weed eater on Facebook Marketplace for a quarter of the retail price. I love quality tools and wouldn't settle. This was a steal I couldn't have found locally. Now, pulling up to my house after 11 days, I braced for a disaster yard, but I was shocked. My yard was freshly mowed. After asking questions, I found out my neighbor, Paul, had done it. No questions asked. In a text to me, he said, "Glad you made it safe. You probably have a dozen things to deal with after 10 days away. Grass cutting shouldn't be one of them. We were glad to help." I was so blessed. It gave me breathing room to unpack, settle in, and even hit church the next morning without the pressure. I fixed the mower the next day. Anyway, it only took me about an hour, but that grace, it melted me. Tying it all together, this is why God breaks us in the wilderness before the promised land. Like that AC fan needing to fail while I was at home, not on vacation, He shatters our weak spots, pride, anger, whatever, when we're in isolation, so we can rebuild without collateral damage. Okay, I didn't want to share this, but I feel it's time. Transparency is best. For me, the big thing, it wasn't an appliance. It was my sharp tongue. Outsiders may see me as calm and collected, but those close to me know I've snapped under stress, cutting deep with words that outran my heart, my tongue quick, sharp, and cutting in moments of stress. The words could wound without me even realizing it. But over years, God's been like a dentist, refining my mouth, taming the bite. I'm grateful. It's gentler now, more spirit-led. Recently, I dreamed I was in a dental office, shown this blowfish as a pet. Normally, they puff up with spines when they are threatened, hurting anything near. But these, they expanded smooth, soft, with no spikes. Waking up, God said, "That's you, Josh. I've worked on your teeth, your words. Now, when pressure hits, you don't wound others. If that flaw had carried you into the next season, it could have wrecked relationships, like a failed AC destroying the unit mid-vacation. Sure, lesser things might still break in promised seasons. God allows it, but He's orchestrating fixes behind the scenes, cheaper parts, helpful neighbors, renewed peace. He breaks the big, costly stuff early to protect your home, your marriage, your family. Our cooling system, how we handle heat without overheating. God is getting this fixed so temperatures stay right when it matters. Don't fight the process. And I'm preaching to myself here. I've definitely fought God and the process in this. You may find yourself begging for the next season too soon, or forcing it in your strength. It risks catastrophe later, and it could be very costly. Let God finish the breaking and rebuilding. The result, a season beyond your wildest dreams. Don't believe me? Let me remind you of Joseph, full of a pesky ego, sold into slavery, broken, then ruling Egypt. Or how about David? He had this wilderness experience running from Saul as God formed his heart after his own. Then God brought him into the position as the greatest king of Israel's history. God will sometimes break you before the blessing. Because if He doesn't, you might break in the middle of it and destroy the very thing He gave you. Don't rush the process. Don't push yourself into the next season before He's finished the work. Let Him break what needs breaking now. So when the promise comes, you can walk in it without damage, without regret, and with a heart that's ready. If this was meaningful for you, please like, subscribe, and leave a comment and share with me a little bit about your spiritual breaking. And I pray this bless you as it has blessed me to bring this to you. God bless, and I will see you in the next video.